Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we learn the halachas of loading and unloading animals. This is Simon Kuf Pei Test 189 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Learning today is based on two psukim in the Torah. It's based on a pasuk in Shmos, Perek Chav Gimel pasuk, where it says, "Ki sire shachamor sona achor rovetz tachas maaso." If you see the donkey of your enemy, which is crouching beneath its burden, v'chadalta me'azovloi, will you stop helping him out? Azov tazovim, or help him out? Then in pasuk in Devarim, Chav Beis, pasuk Dalet, says, "Lo sire es chamor achicha ois sharoi noflim baderech." You shall not see the donkey or the ox of your brother, which are falling in the way on the road. Vizalanta mehem, and hide yourself from them. Hakem takimimo, you shall help them up. This is it seems to be two separate mitzvahs, and the way it's understood in the Gemara is the notion of what's called perika and teina, unloading and reloading the animal. So let's just understand them quickly. What is the mitzvah of perika, unloading? So this is when you see a fellow's animal which is under burden, it's a mitzvah to help him unload the burden, to soften the load so it's easier for it to walk, to carry. What's the mitzvah of te'ina? Te'ina is the opposite, is that once you've finished unloading, it's a mitzvah to help load up again that animal so in a more comfortable way that it's able to survive. What if I decided to ignore the situation? So in that case, one would violate the positive commandment and a negative commandment, because it says azov ta'azov yemoi, help with them, and it says it also says v'salam tamehem, you are not allowed to, in that case, to hide yourself from them. There will be two transgressions in this case. If the animal repeatedly falls, so let's say you load it up again and the animal just cannot make it, how many times? Is there a limitation? The answer is no. The Torah says and repeats the words azov ta'azov yemoi, you shall help him even 100 times if it keeps falling down. Okay, well, how do you know that it's going to carry on being all right? So how can you assure that the animal is going to, in fact, be all right? So this is correct. You would actually do need to escort the fellow with his animal, which is newly reloaded, for a parasa, which is roughly 2.5 miles, in order to make sure that the animal is, in fact, healthily able to carry the burden as well. So this is the part of the assistance necessary as well. So you're like, wow, that's a lot. That's a big commitment. Am I expected to do all that for free? So the answer is, it depends. For the unloading, so when the animal's in pain and is suffering, then you have to do that for gratis, for free. But when it is reloading, that time you can ask for compensation for the owner for, and because of that is time which is billable hours when it comes to this, because obviously it's a significant commitment, but the responsibility of the passerby. What are the rules if the animal belongs to a non-Jew and is driven by a non-Jew? In that case, you're only obligated to help unload because of the tsar bali chayim, the pain the animal is suffering, but you do not, and you may accept to pay a payment for that, but you do not have to reload unless it will cause animosity in that situation. What if the animal is driven by a Jew but belongs to a non-Jew? Then you must help unload because of the distress to the Jew who's the manager. What happens the other way around? What happens if it belongs to a Jew, but it belongs to a Jew and is being herded by a non-Jew? In that case, you're obligated to help load and unload because of the distress of the Jewish owner. The Torah says, "Ki sire shor soina acha." You see the donkey of the one you hate. Are you allowed to hate another Jew? How does that work precisely? So the answer is, it refers to a case where you saw a person commit a sin, do an avera, and you are a single witness. So you're not allowed to appear at Beis Din because you cannot bring eidos, you cannot bring testimony to the effect that'll be useful. So you're not allowed to talk about it. But you know that this person did an avera until the point that you know they do teshuva. It's allowed for you to hate them in your heart because of the sin that they made. And you daven until they do teshuva. Even if he's considered your enemy, must you help him? The answer is yes. That's precisely what the Torah is saying here. Is even somebody that you don't like because you know that there's something they did wrong, something corrupt about their pattern of behavior, you still need to help them as well. Why is it required? So the answer is the Torah gives value to every Jewish person, every Jewish life, even those who are transgressors. And the concern is that it may be that if this person is left on the side of the road, you know, trying to load and unload their animal a bunch of times, they're going to be in a
a more vulnerable position, and they could come to harm. They could be left out too late, and then they get stuck at night. There could be highwaymen who encounter them, and so therefore you have to do your part to help them, because this could lead to a danger to their lives. What must a group of travelers do if one of the members' donkeys becomes lame? So they may not leave him alongside the road, they have to stay with him. While the donkey has fallen and simply cannot continue at all, then the group is allowed to leave him and need not wait beyond the reasonable time. And finally, more contemporarily, what happens if the one traveler's vehicle breaks down and everybody's going together? So if the repair will take a short time, the group must wait for him. If it will cause an unreasonable delay, they are permitted to leave as well. So a lot of halachas are that the Torah deploys in the social realm are caring for others, the responsibility of one's context, not just what is important for a person themselves in their particular situation. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.